Please welcome an outstanding 18-year-old violinist studying at the Cypress Art School here in Fort Myers, David Song. David, welcome. I described you as only sort of local because your parents are still where?
In Korea.
In Korea. And your sister, too.
Yep.
So you're here on your own, or who's
got you? I'm living with my uncle's family.
Okay, well, how you know, it's nice that you're here. Did you come to study music, basically?
I came to this country to study English and violin.
Very good. And for the oranges, too, I'm hoping.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are very lucky to have you with us. Tell everybody what you and I are going to play.
We're going to play Violin Concerto No. 2 in G minor by Prokofiev, first movement.
All right. When you're all set, we'll take it from the top.
Thank you.
David Song, 18-year-old violinist from right here in Fort Myers, Florida, leading us off with Prokofiev's Second Violin Concerto. Really wonderfully done.
Thank
you. Enjoyed doing that with you, David. Wonderful. You were telling me that when your teacher found out that you'd been accepted to play on From the Top, he freaked out.
Well, my music teacher, Mr. Simpson, he told me that he never had students who made From the Top, and then he always wanted to have one, and he was screaming, and, you know, he was in his office, and he jumped out of his chair, and he was telling me that, congratulations, David, you know, very proud of you.
Well, I'm very, very glad we could oblige, absolutely. But, I mean, you know, why wouldn't we accept you, David? I mean, you play beautifully. And besides, I mean, you're a role model. You've actually been leader of how many concertmaster of how many orchestras? Like 10 orchestras?
A lot.
Yeah, like every orchestra you've been in, you sit first chair. I mean, so it's got to be a lot of work being concertmaster. You really have to prepare. It's not just about preparing your own part, though. Tell us.
First of all, you have to know exactly what composer was thinking when he was writing this piece, and then you have to know every single note, the tone, and then intonation, and you know everything. And then you also have to know the other instruments' music too, mm-hmm. so you can, you know, match together.
Well, but David, you're being modest. It's not just about knowing the music. You have to have the personality of being able to lead without, you know, being too bossy. You know, too
well
demanding.
Concertmaster, it doesn't mean that you're a special person. It's just, we're all same, but just, you know.
No, I'm not going to buy that.
We're same.
I think you've got some talents in that department. I mean, not only, you know, advising your fellow players how to play, but I've heard you've been giving advice, just personal advice to friends in the orchestra. People look up to him, literally look up to him. And there's one, of course, very serious perk to this job. You get a lot of attention from the girls in the orchestra, don't you? Admit it.
Oh, my girlfriend is watching me now, so...
Okay.
Sorry. I can't answer that question.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, if I were playing in David's string section, I'd give him a lot of attention, too. He's way too old for me, but he's kind of cute.
Glad to hear it. Hi, Chailey. Chailey, of course, is especially interested in this discussion because... in addition to being a fine roving reporter for From the Top, she's a fine violinist herself. You've actually performed a couple of times on this show, right?
Yep.
But at 13, Chailey, you haven't made it up to the first stand of your orchestra, or have you?
Well, actually, Chris, I'm going to be concertmaster of an orchestra for the first time next week. Oh. So I thought that maybe David could give me some guidance.
Well, why don't I give you a couple of examples of things that happen when you're a concertmaster?
Sounds awesome.
Okay, so let's say you're working on the very beginning of Beethoven Fifth and strings are just not getting it. What would you say?
Ho, 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 I know exactly what to say. Come on, people, this is pathetic! Did anyone practice at all? Or do you like to wallow in mediocrity? Jeez!
No, Jolie. That's how you feel. But what you say has got to be much more positive. Something like, let's practice it a little before next time, shall we?
Yeah, all right. That sounds better. Go on.
Okay, so now it's the next rehearsal, and you're really trying to work out the problems in that opening. It's incredibly frustrating for everyone, but you're also making progress. Suddenly, this girl, a girl who everyone knows is a complete airhead from the flute section, says,
Excuse me, I'm sorry, David?
Yes, Maria?
Maybe you should have them play the pickups all as up bows instead of up, down, up. Just a suggestion.
How about if I up bow on your big fat embouchure, Maria? What do you know about strings?
Whoa, Chailey, where did that come from?
I'm sorry, but flute players touch a nerve.
Well, you cannot react like that. As concertmaster, you have to listen to everybody. How about you say something like, good idea, Maria. Maybe we can try next time.
Oh, thanks, David. You're the best.
But that's so insincere.
But it's fair. Okay, last example. This happens all the time. It's just before rehearsal. You're getting ready when one of the kids from the back of the cello section comes up to you.
I don't think Mr. Rutovsky likes me. He never looks at me.
Well, he can't look at everybody when he's conducting, Adam.
Yeah, but he never, ever looks at me. And remember when we all brought something to the potluck dinner? Remember?
Not really.
Oh, he ate all those brownies. Mr. Rutovsky, remember?
Not really.
Well, he ate one of Carla's brownies and one that Jonathan bought at the Winn-Dixie, and he ate one of Ashley's, but then he purposely skipped over the ones my mom made, even though Mom made a big sign saying, Mr. Rutovsky, you'll love these. Now, what's that about?
What's that about? Let's see. What's that about? It's about you being a total dweeb, Adam. That's what that's about. He didn't like your brownies. And he doesn't like you.
Chelly.
I know.
Maybe you're really not supposed to be a concert master.
Maybe you're right, David.
Don't worry, Chaley. I think you're just one anger management class away, myself.
Seriously, David, wouldn't you say the whole thing just about boils down to being humble, or appearing to be humble?
You must be humble. People can see through your face that you're a nice person or not, and you're humble or not. So be always to smile, and then be nice to everybody.
Good advice.
Hey, and one last question, David. I read this in your application to appear on this show. Why exactly are you studying French?
Well, that time I didn't have a girlfriend. But I wanted to take her to some fancy restaurant, like French restaurant. So I had to learn those vocabularies they're using in the restaurant.
It's the best reason I can ever think of. Wonderful.
I haven't tried it yet.
Smart and diplomatic and a brilliant violinist. Great to have you with us, David. Thanks
Thank
for being
you.
On the show. David Song, 18-year-old violinist from Fort Myers, Florida, and roving reporter Chaley Smith.